Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Wednesday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we're looking in the book of 2 Samuel, chapter number 12, and we're looking particularly at verse number 13, where the Bible declares, David said unto Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. Now this is the confession that David makes after being confronted by Nathan the prophet concerning David's sin of adultery with Bathsheba, and ultimately being responsible for the death of Uriah. It looks like that the deed had gone unpunished because Bathsheba has bore the child. Her and David got married after the death of Uriah, seemingly covering up the affair. And yet, sometime after the child was born, 9 months, maybe up to a year, Nathan comes in and begins to tell a parable about a man who had plenty of sheep but stole a man's only sheep. David responded that he will repay fourfold and the man ought to die. And Nathan looked at David and said, thou art the man. And no doubt that David had been wrestling this thing of his guilt and had been wrestling over and over this thing with the separation between he and his God. And so when it comes to the place that he is confronted, he does not argue, but rather says, I have sinned against the Lord. And so this week we're looking at the thought, the character of repentance. What is true repentance? Let's look at somebody who truly repented of a very grievous sin in Scripture. First of all, there is the acknowledgement that it was sin. I have sinned. Not that I have made a mistake, not that I have made a poor choice, but I have sinned. Then we looked at the aggrieved by his sin. The Bible says, I have sinned against the Lord. It was against God. And he says in Psalm 51, and against God alone that I sinned. Now that does not take away the human element. Certainly it does. Certainly there is the human element of Bathsheba and of Uriah, the dead husband. But yet, he takes the priority takes the place here when he says, against thee and thee alone have I sinned. Well, today we're looking at the thought of the absence of excuses for his sin. The absence of excuse in his sin. David didn't try to make any excuses before Nathan. And you know, this is uncharacteristic of the human nature. The first thing we do when we are confronted with a situation, when we're told that something is our fault or that we are guilty of something, the first thing that we do is begin to blame others. You think about in Scripture, Adam blamed Eve for his sin. He said, the woman that you gave me. And he even insinuated there that you gave me, almost as if it was God's fault that he had sinned. Well, Eve turned around, she blamed the serpent for her sin. And so everybody's got to blame somebody. Abraham, he blamed his lying about Sarah being his wife. He blamed it on his circumstances. Aaron, after Moses confronted him about the golden calf incident at Sinai, Aaron blamed the people. And then he said, this calf jumped out of the fire as if it was some type of providential thing. Well, Samuel rebuked Saul for not waiting to offer the sacrifice, and Saul blamed the people. Saul also inferred it was Samuel's fault for not coming, and he even said it was the Philistines' fault. And it is not uncommon for humans to blame someone else for their sin. But in this situation, David has dealt apparently with his sin and his soul. God has dealt with him, and he makes no excuse. He says, I have sinned against the Lord. My friend, that's the true character of repentance. When we truly repent, it's not my brother nor my sister, but it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. And may God help us to be quick to point out our own sin as we are the sin of others. Our Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray that you would give us a repentant heart and a repentant attitude when we do sin, that we might confess it quickly and forsake it. In Christ's name, amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.